We thank you for listening to the weekly sermon of First United Methodist Church, Missouri City, Texas. We're a church that's making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. For more information about the church and its ministries, or how we can pray for you, visit us on the web at fumcmc.org. If you desire to make a quick contribution in support of our ministries, you can text to give. Simply text the amount you want to give to 281-369-4870 and follow the instructions. And now, as you listen, we hope that you find this podcast meaningful and transformational in your journey of faith.
Yesterday is a day that our country sets aside to honor our veterans and those that have been willing to go and to serve our country. And I thought it would be appropriate if we did that same thing this morning. Would any of you and all of you that have served, would you please stand where you are so we might recognize you? Now, stay standing, because I want to try something else. Okay, everybody who has a parent or a child or an uncle or a cousin or an aunt that served, would you stand as well? I hope you get my point. You may be seated. This is the kind of country that we live in, that we are willing to give. And I'm not a veteran. It's one of those things that if I could go back, I'm not sure, but that I might change. But my father served, and his father before him, and his father before him were all served in the military for our country. And because of that, each year, I make sure that I take at least a few minutes in prayer and in celebration of those of you who have served. And as I prepared this year, I don't know why, but the phrase, "we have only begun to fight," popped into my head, and which led to, "we have met the enemy, and they are ours." I'm not sure why, but that's what came to my mind. But as you stand this morning and greet one another, if you can think of some others, how about sharing them with one another? Let's stand and say hello. Okay, let's come back together, please. Let's come back and sit together. Okay, I got all day. I'm paid to be here, you know. As you come back, did you come up with some? Would somebody be willing to share?
Nuts.
Okay. All right. What? Nah, we got that one over here. We got any more? Are y'all shy or you just didn't like the game?
Yeah.
I guess that's fair. I think you should be ashamed of yourselves. Remember the Alamo? That's a pretty good one, I would say. The British are coming. The British are coming.
I have met you, and now you're my family.
Okay. There you go. One that always comes to my mind when I think about this is Patrick Henry. And he said, give me liberty or give me death. Well, he was standing in front of the legislature at the Commonwealth of Virginia in 1775 when he said those words. He was chastising that group that had gathered there that day because they were hesitant about entering into the war that we know as the Revolutionary War, our fight for independence from Great Britain. He challenged them, and he asked them to make a decision that day. Now, he was a politician, okay? So I'm not exactly sure how serious he was when he started talking about death. But I do know a story that I thought we would cover today about a guy who was deadly serious. If you've got your Bibles, let's take them out and turn to Joshua 24. I'm going to start with verse 1 and then I'll jump over to 14. Joshua had gathered all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders of Israel, its leaders, judges, and officers. They presented themselves before God. Then Joshua said to the entire people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors lived on the other side of the Euphrates. They served other gods. Among them were Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor. So now, revere the Lord. Serve him honestly and faithfully. Put aside the gods that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt, and now serve the Lord. But if it seems wrong in your opinion to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Choose the gods whom your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live now. But as for my family and I, we will serve the Lord." The word of God for the people of God. As this was written, or the time that they were talking about, the Israelites were there in the land of Canaan. They had settled in and gotten comfortable living there. After Moses had died, Joshua was actually the one who led the armies in and defeated all the enemies. He was the first real king that they had there. You see, you might remember that these Hebrew people, when Moses had led them up from Egypt and out of slavery, well, they were a rather fickle bunch. It seemed that they were having a difficult time leaving behind those idols and small household gods that they had worshipped for generations in their tribe. Joshua is calling for them to put these behind, to make a decision to turn and move away from all of these. Joshua's getting up in his age, getting old. He wants to leave some words to live by with the people. So he calls them together at Shechem. Now, it is significant that they have come together at Shechem, where he has called them to come to hear him speak. Shechem was in the center of the country along a mountain ridge line. It was actually a crossroads where people would come through anytime they were traveling through the region. It's also significant because it was at Shechem that Abram and Sarah had first stopped, and it was there where God had promised the land of Israel to the people there, to Abram and to Sarah. It was in Shechem that Jacob, Abraham's grandson, stopped and buried those idols that his wife had brought with them on their journey. He buried them beneath a tree turning from them to God. It was where Joseph's bones were buried, were there in Shechem. And when Joshua had led the armies into the land of Canaan, that was where he brought the people together after they had won the land. And he told them of God's blessings and read the law to them so that they would understand what their future was. So Shechem was an important place in history for the Israelites. So he called them together. They didn't know what he was going to say, but they knew it had to be significant. And what he did, he told them just that. It was verse 1 and 2 again from 24. Then Joshua said to the entire people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors lived on the other side of the Euphrates. They served other gods." He reminds them of where they've come from. But then, in verse 15, "But if it seems wrong in your opinion to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve." That's what Joshua is trying to get across to them. That's the message that he wants them to take home with them, to take into their hearts. What I love about this story is I think it teaches us something about the nature of God. God loves us. But we're under no obligation to love God back. There's no pressure. God doesn't ask anything of us before God loves us. We have that choice to make. It's a decision that we make within our own hearts of whether or not to, that we want to love God. That's what the Israelites are being asked that day. Do they want to be a people of God, or do they want to continue in their own way? It's important to see that so that you know that they're making this decision of their own free will. They're under no pressure. They're under no threats of death, whether or not they want to be a godly people. We face that same decision ourselves in our lives. I think some of us have a hard time making those decisions because of our view of Christianity. Too many people think of Christianity as simply being a list of laws and rules that we have to follow in order to be a good Christian, when nothing could be further from the truth. Christianity is much more about love than it is about laws. But we have to make that decision for ourselves. We have to decide what it is we want to do. We have to decide to put aside those things that get in our way, that become between us and God. And those things sometimes are those old idols that we have worshipped, those things that we are comfortable with in our lives, those things that seem to be almost second nature. I don't mean to say that it's easy. Matter of fact, it can be hard sometimes to make those decisions in our life and what we really want to do. But it is a privilege for us to be able to make that decision on our own. A very famous preacher once put it just like this: "You will remember that our Lord said no one can serve two masters. You will ultimately feel loyal to one or feel a sense of antipathy, if not hostility, to the other." It was a decision time for the people that day. And I think it's decision time for many of us. That's the way Reverend Marty Verschel put this very topic. That's the way he thought about us having to make these decisions in our lives. Famous theologian Frederick Buechner. He thought about it this way. He thought about two battles that is raging within us. Got that first battle that we see is when we are struggling for success, when we are trying to make it in the world because we think that's going to bring us joy and happiness and all those things that we say that we want. But the other battle that he describes is one that takes place deep in our hearts. It's a struggle for us to become fully human, to be the forgiving, loving people that God wants us to be. It's a struggle that we face every day, a struggle that is a privilege to be able to make that choice. I remember a number of years ago, my beautiful bride Wanda had been through another one of her graduation ceremonies. If you know Wanda at all, you know that for me to get her graduations mixed up is perfectly okay. There's two undergraduate degrees, two master's degrees, a doctorate in there, a CPA in there somewhere. So for me to get confused, I hope that you would understand. But as a graduation gift, she received a ceramic plaque. It's not this one, but something like it. And on that plaque was this verse: "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, it was not a particularly nice plaque. It was simply a little ceramic plate looking thing. And it wasn't from a particularly close friend either. But I remember when she received this that she took it and hung it on the wall in our house. It hung there for many years just over the stove, until that fateful day that I knocked it off. You see, we were moving, and Wanda was at the new house, and I was there disconnecting the stove and getting ready to get it moved, and I brushed against that thing, and I swear it was a million pieces on the floor. And my heart sank. And I thought, well, maybe it could tell her it just got broken in the move somewhere. Because I couldn't see but a couple of reactions that might come out of this. One was rather obvious, that it would cost me a great deal, that she would be very angry and would never let me forget this one. Or she would be crushed and we would both feel bad about it. But when she came back, I did the right thing. I told her what had happened, that I had brushed against it and broken something that I believed to be special for her. And she was disappointed. She was saddened that it would no longer hang in our house. But she said, "But that's okay." Because she said, "I've made my choice." Wanda has made her choice, and I've made mine. Joshua and his family have made their decision. Now all that remains is for you to decide. Join me in our benediction, if you would, please. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you both now and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May you leave here today with the peace and the love of Jesus Christ. And may you know, may you remember, may you never forget. that no matter what decisions you make in life, no matter what you decide, that there's nothing you can do that ever would make God love you any less. That would make God love you less. Because when God looks at us, he doesn't see the bad decisions we make. God only sees us as the best of the best of the best. And if you left here believing that, the world would be a better place. God bless. Y'all go home.